Shout hallelujah. A Jericho pulling down style, hallelujah. You are welcome to another day, another wonderful day in the calendar of November, year 2020. Today is the 10th day in the year 2020, November. And today is a strategic day, is a day of favor, is a day of grace, is a day of power. You are welcome to the day of mighty connection with Destiny Helpers. I pray that the Lord will remember you today. I pray that the glory of God will cover you today. I pray as you wake up today, you will wake up into favor. You will wake up into power. You will wake up into grace. You will wake up into promotion. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's begin to appreciate the Lord. Let's begin to worship Him. Let's thank the Lord for what God has been doing in this prophetic decree and this prophetic declaration. I appreciate the Lord for what God has been using this prophetic decree to do in your lives. I appreciate the name of the Lord for His mighty work in our lives. Thank Him, worship Him. Father, we thank You. We thank You, Lord. We appreciate You. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Jehovah Almighty. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Jehovah Almighty. Listen to the Bible. The Bible says that when thou passest through the waters, I shall be with thee. And through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The Bible is saying, and the Lord is telling us, that there is no cause to fear anything. No matter what you are passing through, no matter what you have gone through, let me remind you that whatever you are passing through, somebody has passed through before. And let me remind you that there is a God of impossibility. Our God is a great God. Our God is a God that can handle all cases. And whatever you have passed through or you are passing through now, understand something, that God is aware of it. And there is a way out of it. God always provides a way where there is no way. When people say there is no way, God said there is a way. The Lord said He's going to make a river to flow from the desert. So don't be afraid. God is going to cause a testimony to happen in your life. God is going to do greater work in your life. God is going to move you to the next level. God is going to favor you. God is going to do wonderful things in your life. Look at what the Bible says. It says, remember ye not the former thing, neither consider the things of old. That is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. It says, remember ye not the former thing, neither consider the things of old. Verse 19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God is going to do a new thing. Have you lost some things during the pandemic? God said He's going to do a new thing. Have you lost some things during the answers? God said He's going to do a new thing. Are there some things you have lost to the enemy? Are there some things the enemy have carted away from your hand? Are there some experiences you have had and it has brought you down? The Lord said He's going to do a new thing. And you'll be surprised yourself. He said He will do a new thing. And that new thing will make you also surprised. That is what the Bible is saying. The Lord is telling us that you may have passed through the waters, affliction. You might have passed through the waters, situation that almost carry you away. You may have passed through fire, situation that burnt you, situation that affected you, situation that burnt the business down, situation that make you not to have anything to gather, situation that looks like evil, there's no way for you to come back again, situation like fire. The Bible says if you pass through the water, it will be with you there. If you pass through the fire, God is going to be with you there. And He says, after you have passed through all this one, He says something. He said, I will make a way for you. I will make a way for you. I will make a way in the wilderness. And rivers in the desert. Do you know wilderness? In the wilderness, it looks there's no way. But God said He's going to make a way. In the desert, there's no water. God said He's going to make a river to flow. Not only water, river to flow. Which means God said, God is telling you that He's going to give you overflow of blessing, overflow of financial blessing, overflow of testimony. God is going to give you an overflow. God is going to bring back what you have lost to you in sevenfold. That's what the Bible is saying. I prophesy into the life of someone that everything you have lost to the enemy, may you regain them in sevenfold in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into the life of someone, every sickness in your life, may that sickness disappear In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy into the life of someone, whatever the situation may be, I pray that that situation shall be a testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into your life that your situation shall be a story. Your situation shall become, it shall come to pass. You shall begin to have testimony. You will begin to rejoice when God visits you in a new dimension in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into the life of someone here, your dry bones shall live again in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into the life of someone here, your hope shall be revived. There shall be testimony. Your expectation shall not be cut short. I prophesy into the life of someone again. You are bouncing back. I say you are bouncing back. I say you are bouncing back in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know what you have passed through. I don't know what you have suffered. I don't know what you have gone through in life, but I'm telling you now that whatever you have passed through, God has a solution. Whatever you are passing through, God has a solution. He's the owner of heaven and earth. He created the heaven and earth, and he told us, be not afraid, because he is in a situation. He understands the situation. Even before the situation started, he was aware of it. He knew about the situation, and he understand how he can set you free from that situation. Have you forgotten what the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 8? Say, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told you from time past? Have I not declared? Have you not seen it before? You have even been my witnesses. Is there God beside me? Yea, there is no God I know, not God, not one. I've never seen anyone before me. The Bible is saying, be not afraid. Have I not declared this? Have you not witnessed it before? Is there any God beside me? Is there any God that can be compared with me? All other gods, they are useless. All other gods, they are just, they are just a fashion thing. They are just graven images. They have no profit. The Bible says, who have formed a God or mounted a graven image that is profitable for nothing. The Bible says they profitable for nothing. They have no life. But I, God, God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, the El Shaddai, the I am that I am, the beginning and the ending, is available and is still very, very much available. He was, he is, and is to come. He is with you there. He knew what you have passed through. He is aware of it. And he also understand how you are going to get out of it. I am praying for you right now. By this prophetic decree, you will get out of this bondage. By this prophetic decree, the hand of the Lord shall be released upon you and pull you out from the valley. By this prophetic decree, I decree that right away, every prison yard of darkness that the enemy has kept you, you shall be let loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen, now we are going in depth. Now I'm going to speak some word, and immediately I speak this word, within 72 hours this word shall begin to manifest. Right now, get ready. I command someone here that is listening to me, the sickness in your body shall disappear mysteriously in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command that fellow that is on sick bed, hear me very well, the angel of the Lord will visit you, and right away you will get healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I am speaking to someone here. You look downcasted. It's like you don't know what to do. The landlord says you should pack out. Within 72 hours, God will provide the money to pay that landlord in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody has been conspired against in his place of work, in a place of work. But listen to me, all those that conspired against you, they shall be demoted. All those that conspired against you, they shall be demoted. They shall be demoted in the name of Jesus, and God will promote you. Instead of you to go down, you shall be promoted in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody here, your business scattered during the pandemics, but the Lord said, I should tell you, within the next few days, helpers will come and your business will sprout back. You will have a better business in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God is working wonders in the life of his people. God is doing a great thing in the life of his people, and is going to do great things in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of prophecy, I command your dry bone to come alive. By the power of prophecy, I command water to flow into your life. By the power of prophecy, I command the overflowing breakthrough to enter into your life. By the power of prophecy, I command vision of God to be revealed unto you. By the power of prophecy, I command the hand of the Lord to take you to the next level. By the power of prophecy, I command you right now to enjoy the beauty that the Lord has prepared for you. By the power of prophecy, I command you to move into the land of promise in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of prophecy, I command you right now to have an encounter with your destiny helpers in the name of Jesus Christ. This day shall favor you, this week shall favor you, this month shall favor you, and the remainder of this year shall favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. It is time for healing. Are you here? You are seeking for healing? Get a bottle of oil. I'm going to pray on that bottle of oil, a bottle of water, anyone you can get. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree into this bottle of oil. Hear the word of the Lord. Let the fire of God, let the power of God enter into this bottle of oil in the name of Jesus. The bottle of oil or the bottle of water. Carry the power of the Holy Ghost and become anointed in the name of Jesus. With this oil and with this water, yoke of darkness shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Embargo shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the power of Holy Ghost shall take absolute control in the name of Jesus Christ. The power in the blood of Jesus shall take absolute control in the name of Jesus Christ. Every verdict of darkness against your destiny, every verdict of darkness against your moving forward, that verdict shall be canceled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I speak to that oil. You, this oil, carry power. You, this oil, carry fire. You, this oil, carry deliverance in the name of Jesus. And by the virtue of this oil, every satanic judgment, satanic vessel shall be destroyed and canceled and be nullified in the name of Jesus Christ. As you apply this oil, there will be testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now get the oil and anoint your center head. Oh yes. Aha. Shout like this. Say, arrow of insanity in my body, get out in the name of Jesus. Arrow of insanity in my body, get out in the name of Jesus. Arrow of insanity in my body, get out in the name of Jesus. Arrow of insanity in my body, get out in Jesus' name. We pray, anoint your chest now. Aha. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Aha. And shout it loud and clear. Say, power attacking my heart. In the name of Jesus, power attacking my heart. In the name of Jesus, powers attacking my heart. In the name of Jesus, powers attacking my heart. In Jesus' name, we pray. I speak to you right now. Every inflammation of the heart, every hole in the heart, every trouble in that heart, I command you, disappear and go back to the sender. The heart shall function well. The heart shall be normal in the mighty name of Jesus. Take the oil now and anoint your navel. Oh, anoint your navel now. Aha. And you put your hand on the navel and shout it loud and clear. Foundational bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Foundational bondage, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Foundational bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Foundational bondage, break, 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 break in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Aha. Anoint your hand now. Oh, anoint your hand now. Anoint your two hands. Wonderful Jesus. And stretch it forward right now. Stretch the two hands forward and command loud and clear. Say, I recover every good thing stolen from my hand in the name of Jesus. I recover every good thing stolen from my hand in the name of Jesus. I recover every good thing stolen from my hand in the name of Jesus. I recover every good thing stolen from my hand in the name of Jesus. I recover, I recover, I recover every good thing stolen from my hand in Jesus' name. Say, every curse working against my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my hand, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my hand, break in Jesus' name. We pray. Take the oil and drink the oil. Aha. If it's water, drink it now. Small. Aha. Just a small bit of it. Aha. Okay. Now shout loud and clear. Say, poison of the serpent in my body system, vanish in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body system, vanish, vanish, vanish in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body system, vanish, vanish, vanish in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body system, vanish, vanish in Jesus' name. We pray. I stand upon the rock of ages. I lean behind the cross of Calvary, and I decree into the life of someone that can say loud amen. Before the end of this week, the grace and the mercy of God that will catapult you to the next level shall fall upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Before the end of this week, the news that will make you to be celebrated, the news that will make you to be congratulated, shall be released unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Before the end of this week, the hand of the Almighty God shall carry you from the level you are now to the level that no one has ever attained in your family in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak into your life. You will experience favor that is uncommon. I command the embargo in your life to be broken to pieces. I command the curse placed upon your head to be broken to pieces. I command the power of darkness arresting your destiny to be arrested. I command the sickness entering into your body to go back to the sender. I speak to the power of the night oppressing you to die. Any witchcraft agent that have connected with the sun to afflict you shall die. I command your release now from the captivity of witchcraft. I command your release now from the captivity of witchcraft. I command your release now from the captivity of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, every dream bondage be released from it. Every witchcraft bondage be released from it. Every marine bondage be released from it. Any charm working against you shall be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I pray for those who are having challenges in their marriage. May God of peace visit your marriage in the name of Jesus. May there be peace in that marriage in the name of Jesus. May there be progress in that marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all the mothers here who have labored so much on their children, and the enemy is working and attacking those children. I command all your children in captivity of darkness to be released. You will enjoy them in the name of Jesus. I pray for all men here. Yeah, hear the word of the Lord. Any power that vow you will not enjoy the good days of your life, any power that vow that your old age will be in bondage, that your old age will be in problem, I command that power to be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, any power that want to use the old age to trouble you shall be disgraced and be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. All businessmen, hear me right now. Business women, hear me right now. I command sales to be rapid in your business in the name of Jesus Christ. I command enlargement upon your business. I command your business to be enlarged. I command your business to make a quick sales in the name of Jesus Christ. I command customer to rush you to the extent that you will not be able to satisfy them. I command the demand to be higher than supply in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I pray for all pastors and ministers that are here. Every yoke of ministerial failure, I break it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke of ministerial failure, I break in the name of Jesus Christ. Every embargo upon your ministry, I scatter it in the name of Jesus. Today, you will move forward. Your ministry will move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, the time of visitation has come. God will visit you, and the angel of the Lord will visit you. The angel of the Lord that came to Mary, that came to Elizabeth. Also, I command that angel, visit all these people here in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be testimony of twins. There shall be testimony of triplets in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who are looking for suitors. You are looking for who you are going to settle down in marriage. I'm praying for a marital settlement. Receive the anointing to settle down in marriage in the name of Jesus. There shall be marital settlement in your life in the name of Jesus. The mark of singlehood is broken and it's wiped off, and you are settled down in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate you. We pray for this country. There shall be favor in this country. There shall be progress in this country. In the name of Jesus Christ, the hand of the Lord shall be released upon this country. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we thank you for a wonderful day like this. We pray that every second of today, every minute of today, every hour of today shall favor us. I shall speak good things into our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today shall be a day of joy. Today shall be a day of blessing. Today shall be a day of divine connection with our destiny helpers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.